The news report said that we hadn't had this much snow in over 120 years. This really didn't mean that much to me until we woke up on the final day of the storm to find our 300-foot driveway buried under 4-foot drifts. Up until this point, my husband had pretty much managed to stay on top of things with his small tractor, but this was far beyond anything we could manage. I figured we'd be snowed in until spring and mentally started rationing the food we had stored in our pantry. I was still busy trying to figure out 101 different creative ways to serve baked beans when our neighbor arrived. Charlie's a great older gent who lives alone for the most part. He married later in life, and his new bride doesn't like the country much, so he divides his time between his new love in the city and his first love, his 1954 John Deere tractor. My husband took one look at the tractor and quietly announced that as much as he appreciated Charlie's help, he thought the drifts were more than the tractor could manage. He realized later that it was exactly the right thing to say. With a gentle nod of his head, Charlie began the task of freeing our driveway from the mountain of snow that separated us from the rest of the world. The process was painfully slow. I'd tried several times to convince Charlie to come in out of the cold and have lunch, but he refused to stop. I finally waded out in waist-deep snow to take him a coffee and was grateful when he stopped long enough to drink it. I told Charlie his tractor was a beauty and he beamed with pride. I won a few prizes with her, you know. 5 exhausting, frozen hours later, Charlie and my husband came inside for lunch. I told Charlie I couldn't thank him enough, but Charlie just smiled and said he'd be going home for his afternoon nap just a little later than usual. After he left, I began wondering how Charlie's father and my husband's grandfather would have handled a similar crisis when they lived here 75 years ago. Rather than a John Deere, the horsepower required would have probably come from Grandpa's prize-winning team of Clydesdales. But the end result would have been the same. Two neighbors working together against the elements for survival. I suddenly felt sorry for the city dwellers who'd been dug out by the efficient but impersonal snowplows. Life in the country, snowbanks and all, is very, very sweet.